This is Damian Katera. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. The airwaves as a creative medium.
Five, four, three, two, one.
What's the situation, Captain?
This is Cheryl Kay, host of Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. The show is a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more that airs on Thursdays at 10 a.m. and Fridays at 4 a.m. To contact us about Situation Fluxus, thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com or info@wgxc.org. Keep tuned in to 90.7 FM, wavefarm.org/listen, tune in, and on the Wavefarm Radio app on your smartphone. Our website is wgxc.org.
Are you tired of your flying saucer always breaking down on your way to Mars?
Wish you could get more bang for your whoopee at the gas pump?
Well, here at Flying Saucer Mart, we have the perfect flying saucer for you.
It goes as fast as light. It comes in a variety of colors and only costs you 75 whoopee.
Come down to 375 Bionic Ave in Pluto City and fly home with a new used flying saucer today.
Wave Farm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Daniel Rue of Tivoli, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you have tuned into the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC website at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Ariel Zangler reports for the Daily Freeman that Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan is in two elections for two different congressional seats on the same day, August 23rd. Ryan is running against Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro to finish out Antonio Delgado's term in the 19th Congressional District after Delgado resigned to become New York's Lieutenant Governor. Ryan is also running in a Democratic primary election for the 18th Congressional District against Orange County resident Moses Mugalisi. Redistricting changed the outlines of the districts, moving Ryan into the 18th District further south. There is even more confusing news in this election. While the Daily Freeman reports that as of the June 30th, quote, deadline for certification, only Ryan and Moses Mugalisi remained on the official ballot for the August 23rd primary election, unquote, to replace Delgado. Mugalisi's website does not mention a run for the House of Representatives, but says that, quote, Moses Mugalisi is a candidate for U.S. Senate, unquote. Mugalisi's website is often vague, saying he worked in fields but not naming the specific employers and got degrees without naming the specific colleges. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that talks with two Democrats running in an August 23rd primary election for the new 19th Congressional District about what they would do about abortion rights after the Supreme Court allowed states to ban the medical procedure. Both attorney Josh Riley, based near Binghamton, and Jamie Chaney, a Dutchess County businessperson and farmer, support abortion rights. Riley said that abortions are, quote, decisions for women to make, not politicians or the government, unquote. Chaney said, quote, I'd like us to build out our health infrastructure so everyone can make a very highly informed decision by 24 weeks. I would prefer to see that to any further amendment to the law, unquote. Cheney said she supports women coming from other states to have abortions, but also, quote, equally strongly that this in no way increases any kind of economic burden on families in our state, unquote. In Congress, Cheney would not have a say on funding abortions for those outside New York, which would be a budget matter for the state legislature. Riley wants to stop bounty programs that reward citizens for telling authorities about abortions, saying statutes need to be changed, quote, to make those bounty programs never happen again, unquote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul's office on July 1st announced an amendment to New York's constitution about abortion rights would be added to the legislature's current extraordinary session. Lawmakers were called back to address gun laws after the Supreme Court struck down the state's concealed carry law. But many lawmakers also wanted to address the abortion issue after the Supreme Court allowed states to ban the medical procedure. Quote, recent Supreme Court rulings have threatened the rights of New Yorkers to make decisions about their own bodies and our right to protect New Yorkers from gun violence, but we refuse to stand idly by and we must act, unquote, Hochul said. Quote, I thank Majority Leader Stuart Cousins and Speaker Heastie for working through the day and night on these bold actions in response to these reckless Supreme Court decisions. We will enact legislation to strengthen our laws on concealed carry weapons and building on our nation-leading protections for abortion patients and providers. New York State will take an unprecedented step toward enshrining the fundamental right to abortion access into our state constitution. Let me be clear, we will do everything in our power to protect New Yorkers, unquote. Now state legislators will debate whether to vote on a broad equality amendment or a narrow provision just to ensure abortion rights. Jason McGuire, the executive director of the Conservative New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms, opposes any amendment, saying in a Twitter post it would, quote, pit conscious protections for pro-life doctors against a woman seeking a late-term abortion, unquote. Legislators can only start the process to approve a constitutional amendment this summer. To pass a constitutional amendment requires the approval of two separately elected sessions of the legislature and a general public ballot referendum. So it would take a legislative vote this year, another next year, and then could be on a statewide ballot in 2024. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.
And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the holiday weekend. Well, on Saturday, showers are likely, possibly a thunderstorm. It will be mostly cloudy with the temperature high near 84 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers, mainly before 7 p.m. It will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 59 degrees. Sunday will be sunny with a temperature high near 83 degrees. And Sunday night will be mostly clear with a temperature low of around 57 degrees. And on Monday, Independence Day, it will be sunny with a high near 84 degrees. And Monday night will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 60 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Kathy E. of Seaford, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming, WGXC 90.7 FM. Grabbable, handleable, listener supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Number
10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10 10
release the stress, release your love, forget the rest.
I'm gonna let down my head, cause I lost my mind. B is back and I'm sleeping real good at night.
The queen's in the front and the dom's in the back. Ain't taking no flicks, but the whole click snapped. There's a whole lot of people in the house trying to smoke with the yak in your mouth. And we back outside. You said you outside, but you ain't that outside. Worldwide hoodie with the mask outside. In case you forgot how we act outside.
We got motivation. I'm finally a new foundation. Yeah. Taking my new salvation.
I'm
gonna build my own foundation. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, baby,
yeah.
Ain't yours,
can't break my soul.
Trying to fake it never makes it, that we all know.
Can't break my soul.
You have a stress and I'll take less, I'll justify love. We go round in circles, searching for love. We go up and down, lost and found, searching for love. Looking for something that lives inside me. Looking for something that lives inside me.
You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul.
This is your one and only Mr. Perry. With fainting soul, a thirst for grace, I wander in a desert place. And at the crossing of the way, I saw a six-fold seraph blaze. It touched my eyes with finger light. I sleep that comet in the night. And like a frightened eagle eyes, they open wide with prophecy. It touched my ears and they were drowned with two mouths and a roaring sound. I heard confusion in the sky and flight of angels close and high, and beasts that move beneath the sea and they stop creeping in the tree. And bending to my mouth, they rang from out of it my sinful tongue. And all is light, and I trust. A juice my lips, a perishing, a submerged serpent, barb sting, with my right hand, red with blood, he thrust. Ashkalabash. And with his sword, my breath, he cleft my quaking heart, there out he wrecked. And in the yawning of my breast, a coal of living fire pressed. Then in the desert I lay dead, and God called unto me and said, Arise and let my voice be heard, charge with my will, go forth and span the land and sea, and let my word lay waste with fire the heart of man, forever and ever.
Number 7 7 7 7 7 7 7.
September the 2nd, 2017. That's your discharge date, etched in your soul. It's been nearly 2 years now, gone by so fast. Like the fast food restaurants they built while you were away. Pull into the drive-thru, speak into a box, discard the paper wrappers when you're through. Can't comprehend choices you make, so you don't, tell them a thing. Whoa, whoa, I'm proud. Some blame the action on the government. It's all orders for these lily-white comrades. They hang up their guns on a nail of rose water. Participate in their grandson's parade. But you know you had more choices than they let on. A soldier is not a cog, but a man like any other. These thoughts you revisit every time you turn on a movie and see a depiction that is far from your experience. Oh, 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 unproud warrior, unproud warrior, unproud warrior. You made your choice alone. You were only 17 when you enlisted. You remember. Essie Hinton wrote The Outsiders when she was just 15. Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein when she was just 19. And at 23, Stephen Crane published The Red Badge of Courage, which is still known as one of the most realistic depictions of war. Even though Crane was born after the Civil War ended, maybe sentiments of regret are not all that unrelatable. So you've always taken length to be aware of your own choice. Whoa, whoa, unproud warrior, unproud.
Number number
6 6 6 6 6 6.
Number
5 5 5 5 5.
Water dripping from the pipes down in the basement. Bare feet on a concrete floor. Notches on the wall of my solitary cell. Sweat dripping out of every pore. It feels like it takes forever. It's maybe 5 minutes on screen. But the horns will swell and the strings will sound when that flipped quarter hits the ground. I'm doing this for revenge.
Just me against the sky. I'm doing this for revenge.
number
4444444.
Next on WGXC, we've got new music from the Brooklyn-based band Oneida. Their 2022 album is called Success, and the first track on it is called Beat Me to the Punch.
We'll be right back.
Oneida there with Beat Me to the Punch from their 2022 album Success.
Number
three. Thank you.
number
two.
Local music from Troy there, from Jason Wolfman Martin. That was the song Space Vixen Sex Lasers from his 2022 EP Test Signal.
Number
one. Thank you.
Here's 2022 new music from the Baltimore-based duo Matmos. The album is called Regards Oklani della Bogoslaw Schaefer, and this song is Few Far Chaos Bugles from Matmos on WGXC.